Hey guys, KT here. Just wanted to make one more episode for probably the next couple of days. It'll come out tomorrow, Friday. I'm doing this on a Thursday. And this really just ties in the intelligence theory of EQ and emotional intelligence. You know, I like to use EQ more than EI. And the reason why I use EQ is emotional questions. That's what I believe is EQ. It's emotional intelligence. And I think, looking back and looking at some things I've seen and some of the things I think the world needs to improve on in the EQ realm, I think envisioning is something we need to improve on. I'll be honest with you, I don't know. I just think something about EQ, I don't know. I feel like something about EQ, we need to understand it more than anything. People forget that EQ was an abstract concept in many people. And now it's becoming more of a centerpiece. And I think with the emotional intelligence that people are starting to gain in the world, and I think especially amongst the 24 to 30 region, it's probably the age where a lot of people are starting to develop EQ in a more of a, I don't know, a relatable way. Yeah, we have to be more conscious of what's good, I think, in the world. I think EQ is a, it's just to me, I think EQ is something we could do more of, and we don't need to ask our followers on social. We don't need to ask people. I think you just get a feel for their emotional intelligence and go for there. So, the end of January, and probably at the end of every month, I'm going to do an EQ study on my own, kind of gathering intelligence data and what I find as a report. Now, the EQ report won't be published till the first month of every month, but I'll be announcing that on my social, Instagram probably. And I want to see what EQ data can really do powerful. I'm probably only going to do monthly. I don't think there's no point in doing weekly. Because except there's a couple. The special weeks, not the special weeks I have, I might do an EQ report. But the chances are most of these EQ reports are going to be monthly. And it probably won't be anything crazy. I mean, I don't expect to be making EQ reports about, well, here's my EQ report about, I don't know, for example, story posts or story. You'll see when I get there, but chances are the EQ reports are coming soon. I think this is going to be a great addition to KTTV. Probably just KTTV. I don't think I'm going to do it for the up. But for KTTV, to kind of get where the feel of the audience is, an EQ report is necessary. That's all I'm working on. So this will probably be, like I said, the last real podcast episode for Worth Value. I'm going to be giving my sports predictions pretty soon. For racing, course, it's my favorite time to do it. And then I might be doing some, I'm trying to think what else I'd be doing. I don't know. I might just do one or two more episodes. Yeah. Maybe I'll do, when the film comes out, my reaction, and only expect like 3 to 4 more recordings. So these past couple days have been great, but the chances are this recording will take a little bit of a halt. So stay tuned, keep it locked.